Hello, hello. Welcome to Motivation for Life. And this is my series on episodes. First of all, my name is Susu Kennedy, and I am a professional in human science. And I am here to teach you and to help you and to train you and to coach you for all the young ladies and all the beautiful ladies out there, even ladies my age, even if you are in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, every beautiful lady, every woman is beautiful. And if you don't think so, then I'm gonna prove you wrong. Every lady is beautiful, and it's just a matter on how you present your image. Also, I'm gonna be making a series of episodes for self-esteem, self-confidence for ladies. And I'm going to be giving you advice on how to stay away from ugly men or sharks or men who are not good for you, or men who are cheap, or men who have such a dark side that his dark side is too bad and too dark that you cannot cope with it. So stay with me in this series of episodes. This is episode number one of a series of advice for young ladies. Okay. This one I'm gonna start on why women devaluate men. Okay, why men complain a lot about women. They are always saying they are the victims. They're always saying why women, we turn bad or we turn ugly on them. And they start complaining. And then, you know, how men are so victims of some evil woman. I don't believe that. I think we all women get tired of them when men don't appreciate us. I think maybe this is a generalization. I think all women, we are born with our feminine side, and our femininity make us be sensitive and humble in our feelings. And we are all caring and loving beings. But it is just a matter of how the world is set up that we ladies are always in disadvantage. So whatever I see a woman that it's labeled as bad, I don't believe that. I think women, when we are bad, we have to be bad because we have to. Because it's a survival thing. Like if you're not bad or if you're not a bitch, you're not going to survive, or you're going to be left out in the cold. And a lot of times, yes, ladies, we have to lie. And yes, we have to ask for something like pro quo, they say, like, you give me something, I'll give you something. A lot of times, we ladies, we have to learn to be like men. We have in a world where men rule, in a world where men dominate, in a world where men and their masculine energy are so dominant, we have to learn how to survive. And it's not like in the movies, you know, Hollywood movies, how much they have spoiled femininity. It's terrible. It is not true. Like all the women you see, all the main characters, the main character in Hollywood movies, like the Star Wars women, Wonder Woman, all the Avengers, female warriors. No, it's nothing like that. We ladies, we're not warriors. We don't like fighting. We don't like stressing. Most likely, we don't like to be in a competition. We prefer men to do that, but we prefer to be a compliment because that's our brain. It seems like the brain of women biologically was at some point it was manipulated on the brain so that we would always be codependent to men. Okay, so all these advices in my channel, I'll give you advice from my life experience, but because I also talk to a lot of people. Okay, I give coaching, I give consultation. Not only that, I'm super social and I'm always talking to different people on social media. And, you know, now that with this, in these times that we should be all isolated, I still talk to a lot of people and I like to make questions and figure out how they think. And it's very intriguing to me talking to men, and I pretend that I don't know, and I pretend that I'm so innocent, and I pretend that I'm so dumb so that they tell me more information. Hello, I'm in the middle of a podcast. Billy, you have any question? I'm in the middle of a podcast. Okay, sorry about that. I'm gonna continue here giving advice to all. If you are a lady, if you are one of my four listeners in the whole world, I'm gonna teach you. Okay, I'm gonna teach you how to identify. And I'm going to tell also every guy, if you're listening or if you would like to share this podcast with every guy, and I'm going to tell you something very important. Why women despise you, okay? Why a lot of women, why we become bitter about men, and why we despise men? Because a lot of times they are despiseful. Okay, and listen, a lot of times I use sarcasm and I use some jokes, but most of the time I mix things, realities and fiction, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of times men are despiteful, and I don't mean to be bitter, but I can tell you now on my experience that only 10% of men are worth being with. Okay, like out of 100 men that you're probably going to meet in your life, only 10% are worth to keep in your life, like a friend or like a partner or like a husband. Okay, first of all, men are lazy and they want cheap and easy things. Not only they're lazy, they're simple, and they want to be objective, accurate, and they're functional. Okay, that's what I mean to say. Men are functional, and they go with what works. So they actually go with some ladies that are pick me, with that lady that is gonna make everything easy for him. If he's not gonna make an effort, he's gonna go after you because he can see that he's not gonna have to make an effort. A lot of men, they say, well, this lady gets a 10 because of her beauty and her quality. Okay, and then, but if I'm gonna have to make an effort, well, I'm just gonna downgrade. Then they go, well, I'm just gonna go for a 7. I'm going to go for a 7 because they know that the lower you are in number, and these numbers are based on beauty because that's what men are attracted to. Men are attracted immediately by looks. They don't analyze if you are a good person. They don't analyze. A few of them would analyze you. But okay, so why do women despise men after a few years? Because Listen, guys, this is for you. After a few years, when you have been treating us cheap, when you are buying the cheapest brands for us, like the cheapest wine, like the cheapest food, when you want to take me to freaking San Antonio, where I've been several times my whole life. I mean, really, San Antonio is 3 hours driving from Houston, really. And that's where you want to take me. And that's where all the, I don't know, all the side chicks go. Really? I mean, you really want to take me to San Antonio? For me, San Antonio, I mean, That's if someone tells me I want to take you to San Antonio on a weekend, for me that's cheap. Okay, I understand hotels in the Riverwalk, San Antonio, are a little bit pricey, but really they're not more than $200 per night. I mean, really, I mean, $150, $180, maybe. I don't know. It's like if you're gonna ask your date, first of all, men who ask women for weekend getaways, I think they're asking for too much, even when they just met. So why women despise men? We despise you guys because you don't appreciate us, because you have shown us several times how much you're not willing to give nothing for us, how much after a few times you lower the value. Like the more you stay with a person, with a man, showing him your loyalty, your love for him, the more he's devaluing you more. The more he takes you for granted and he says, I already got her. Okay? So the more in his mind he has you, the more you always smile, the more you always do things for him. Even if you live with him and you work to pay the bills, he's not going to value you. Men have a hierarchy of women who are easy to get and easy to keep. They're also looking for like a plant that needs very little water. And so we ladies, I suggest that we need to keep our standards up, all of us. All of us, it is our fault if men are not appreciating the femininity of us, okay? And I think you need to set up your standards. Like when men are extra joking, throwing jokes about you, about your person, you should not tolerate that. You should be an independent woman so that you are able to live on your own without depending on a man, so that you can leave him whenever you are not feeling appreciated. Because they have to learn that if they want a woman to be on their side, they have to show appreciation. So after a few years, if women stay with a man, but it takes so many, I always question, what have you been doing to that woman so that she hates you that much? If you've been working for him, if you were working to pay the bills, and then after some time he is still taking you to freaking San Antonio, really? I mean, I always love the kind of men that they go upgrading, let's say, the ring, that they don't assume they have you, and they're always worried if one day you're going to leave them, or if one day you're just going to go with someone with more money, or if one day you're going to go with someone who appreciates you better. That's why it's very important that we ladies take care of our physical appearance, that we use our makeup right, that we know how to take care of our hair. And I have a lot of good hair tips to revive your hair. And I have a lot of makeup tricks also, and I have a lot of, there's a lot of ways to stay physically fit, going like starting by becoming vegan and plant-based. And if you eat only plants, you will get rid of extra weight in your body, you will get some curves, and then you can also do exercise. But really, you can be slender and pretty even without doing exercise, just probably dancing a little, walking. But I'm going to tell you all those tricks another time. So it's like, why women despise men, okay? Or why women, after a while, why we think men are not worth it? It's because of how you treat us, okay? With the time, we realize, what am I doing with this guy who is not appreciating me, who I'm pretty much his servant, I am cooking, cleaning, working, and I'm helping him in everything I can. What do I get back? Like, but if, is he loving me back the same way? Well, there's something you need to know, ladies. Men will never love you back the same way we love. We ladies, we love very intense. So you have to show the man that you love him 40% of what you really love him, so that he can be on balance. Okay? And these are not secrets. These are just proven experience that don't show him how excited you are. Do not, yes, it's okay to be sweet, and of course, don't be a salty bitch all the time. Very few men tolerate the rolling eyes, and when you start talking back to them, very few of them tolerate. But if a man tolerates that, well, then he's maybe humble and noble, but he's already with one foot out. Once you start arguing with them, once you start nagging them, they're already thinking on leaving you. And so this is my advice. And this is my advice is why men get us tired, why we get disappointed. Because at the beginning, everything is so beautiful. But with the time, if the man does not make an effort to keep you by his side, he has to understand that you are a free human and you can leave. That's why it's very important that you keep your money apart. That's why it's important that you don't give a man your money from your all the money that you make from working. Don't give it to him. Maybe help a little, but I will keep 80%. For myself and for my needs. And he doesn't have to count. He needs to be. We need to get men used to the idea that they should be thankful for having us around. And also make sure that men don't have you easy. Because all these men inviting ladies. And that's going to be a topic for another advice. When they invite you to travel with them, those are privileges of a married couple. Like if you travel with a man that is not your husband, most likely everybody's going to think you are married. If, of course, if you're staying in the same room. And so my advice is why women get tired of men and why women don't appreciate men. It's because we are treated cheap. If men treat us cheap, then we as ladies, we do not feel we are the treasure. We do not feel we are the trophy. And if the man thinks he is the trophy, I think he's wrong. Because never in the whole world, never in the whole history of humanity, men have been the trophy. The trophy are the ladies. We ladies are so much trophy that even a lot of men want to become a lady because they want to be the trophy. So just make sure that in your relationship, you are the trophy and that you make sure the man know that he's not the trophy. You are the trophy. And he has to earn you. Okay? Very good. So, if you want to ask me why, go ahead and you can send me messages to my email at lifecoachservices@gmail.com. And I will be glad to answer all your questions. This is Susu Kennedy, Motivation for Life. Thank you. Bye. Hello, hello, loving sprouts. This is how I call you, my loving sprouts all ladies that are listening to me, and also my friends who are guys. I know you guys listen to me too, and you want to learn more about the character of women, and you want to learn about how we think. Welcome back to Motivation for Life. This is Susu Kennedy. I'm your friend. Stay with me, please. Stay with me and listen to all these great advice that I'm giving you. I have something really important to tell you today. Today, in this series of advice for young ladies, we are going to learn about what happens when you don't like his dark side. You don't like his dark side. There are so many good men out there that we are very surprised with, men who are strong and wise and intelligent, problem solvers, always making the right decisions. But what happened when his bad side is horrible? What happens with you get to know the person? That's why it's really important, ladies, to get to know. Take your time to get to know the character of the man, okay? You need to get to know him in different situations. I don't recommend to waste 1 year of your life getting to know a man, but you can create the situations. For example, if you are a single mom and you have kids, a lot of single moms, we are very protective of our kids, and we really do not want to include a boyfriend in your family dynamic, and that's okay. However, I wouldn't waste 1 year of my life, or I wouldn't even waste 6 months of my life getting to know a guy to figure out that he's not the one. I would totally regret wasting, because time is, I mean, you don't know, time is something, probably it's out there. I don't want to stress a lot about time. I do like to take sufficient time to get to know a person. But on my opinion, you don't have to waste not even 3 months. I would say I give it 3 months is already enough. Enough to know if you want that man in your life or not. 90 days, let's say 3 months. Okay. So in the first month of dating, make sure you have one date per week. Okay, at least one date. No more than three. No more than three dates in a week. And during weekdays, only see the man one time in a weekday. And then if you see him Friday and Saturday, it's okay. Don't see him Sunday. If you don't see him Friday, see him Saturday. Don't see him Sunday. And then see him maybe Monday and Thursday. So separate your dates. Now, what happens when you get to know the boyfriend or the prospect, or you're going out with a guy? I don't care if you've been online dating, or if you met a guy through a friend, or in a restaurant bar or at a club. It doesn't matter. However, I'm not talking today about how to meet guys, but that's going to be another thing. Find that theme, how to meet guys, in another of my podcasts. But right now I'm telling you, what if you don't like his dark side? What if his dark side is too bad that you cannot stay with him because of that? Well, that actually happened to me. And this is why I am doing this podcast, because I could not continue going out with this guy that his dark side was too bad. I'm not going to go into details, but I'm going to tell you, you need to, if his good side is so good, polarities matter, okay? There's something called polarities, you know, positive, negative, black and white, the two opposites of the two sides of the coin, or the yin and yang, okay? However, There's some gray areas. Imagine the shades of gray. So you go from white on the left, and then you go advancing like in colors, darker and darker gray all the way until black. So black would be the bad side, and white would be the good side. Now we all have a bad side. Okay, I understand that we all, and our bad side, if you have boundaries, if you have limits, if you've been talking to other people, like if you grew up in a family, you know there's boundaries, you know there's respect. If you have been social, and if you develop social skills, if you go to church often, if you have belonged to groups of friends, you learn these boundaries. But for someone who has been lonely, for a lot of years or all his life, people who have been lonely, I mean on a daily basis, living alone, and they don't have this social refinement, and they don't have the balance. They don't have the. I'm gonna talk about one man, okay? I'm gonna say he. Let's say you're dating this guy, or you're going out with a guy, and I'm projecting myself because I'm gonna just tell you my story. I was dating a guy, okay? I was going out with a man, and it all seemed to be cool. It all seemed to be really good, really nice person. His personality surprised me and impressed me a lot because he is a strong guy, dominant personality, very self-centered, self-confident. He walked as if he owned the world. And why do I get hooked up with men like that? You know, because I do have a sense of pride of myself. So I'm projecting my polarity. I'm projecting like, okay, if I was a man, I would probably be like him. Okay? Because I am like a strong woman, and I usually project myself into a strong man. So it's your polarity. If you are a very extra feminine woman, you probably look for a man who is sensitive and a man who is loving and caring. There's a lot of men that are more like a mom, and that's okay. They're still men, right? However, so this guy, I didn't like his dark side because his dark side was very difficult to tolerate in the way that this man, he was really trying to make an effort at the beginning to show the good traits of himself to a point where there was a point in the relationship when we were talking in conversation, and of course he was drinking alcohol, and you know when men drink alcohol, they tell you. They're honest. And I'm gonna make another excuse me. I'm gonna make another podcast where I'm gonna explain you when men are literal, what they mean. It's they mean what they say, and they say what they mean. It's not like us ladies. A lot of times we don't mean what we say, and we don't say what we mean. However, men are very easy to read because they're literal. They're fundamentalist. If they tell you I'm a bad person, it's because he is. Okay, if he tell you, look, I'm a very bad person, I've never been successful in my relationships, all my exes cheated on me. That's for a reason. You need to think about, oh, really? Why would? Because why would? Why is he saying that his exes cheated on him? That's just a way of blaming on the lady why he doesn't have a lady by himself. Okay? And now listen. So this man, very nice person. Very gentleman, kind manners at first. Now, when I allow him to join my family environment, he was disrespectful to one member of my family and to me at the same time. So, this man was throwing some jokes, some sexual connotation jokes. So, does he have a bad sexual side? Yes, I imagine yes, because of the things he was saying. So, when a man starts throwing jokes, throwing sexual jokes in front of your family members, don't you think that is a red flag? Don't you think you're not gonna tolerate those sexual jokes that the man does in front of your family members? Of course not. So that is like an extreme. So that's what he did. And he had thrown other jokes. He's before his dark side. Let me tell you about this man's dark side, because it may be a common denominator with a lot of men, okay? He would talk about horror movies. After I told him how much I don't like horror movies, because I just get nightmares after I watch, he kept on talking about horror movies. And I'm like, okay, is he doing this to bother me? Probably, yeah, most probably, yes, because I told him that it bothered me. Before that, he had made comments. He told me, a few times he told me in his conversation, because I'm a bad guy, I'm a bad person. You know, everybody fears me. He told me at work, people fear me, people hate me. He told me he likes to get in arguments with people. He likes to make people angry. And he was also acting like a bully. So he let me know that he was also acting like a bully with my family members in his house and in my house. And so he was also trying to call attention. He was a narcissist, I think, because he wanted to be the center of attention of several people. Like, he loved the audience. So you're talking about a lonely man that was happy to have a group of people paying attention to what he was saying. He was getting the attention of other five members. And then, so when the man likes to be the center of attention, I think that is okay, because men are self-centered in general, okay? Now, he was very self-confident, yes. However, when a man tells his stories and his jokes, it's okay. He's going to be respected no matter what he says. However, if he crosses the line of what is acceptable for your audience, of course, this man had no sensibility to be, how can I tell you, to measure who his audience was. I mean, because his audience was my family members. And who do you think I love the most? My family members. So I very humbly opened the doors of my house to invite this man, who was my boyfriend, to have some family time, okay? And then he was kind to invite me and my family to have some family time in his house. I don't know if alcohol was a factor, and I think it was. I think when a man is alcoholic, and that's another topic for another, how to cope with an alcoholic man. That is one of the most difficult things in the whole world. So that's his dark side. So that's what I decided, to not deal with that dark side. Because it is not my job to take responsibility for a person that is not taking care of himself or is choosing to not work on the areas he needs to work. Now, when a human has a dark side, he knows he has it, and he knows by his experience that he has been rejected other times. So I think when he finds a nice lady, he should be working on the areas he needs to do better. But if he's a narcissist, he won't find fault with him, because when I addressed the problem, when I addressed the fact that I was not going to be his girlfriend anymore, and when I broke up with him because of the insult and because of the horrible manners he had during joking in front of my family, he was being a bully, and he was doing some comments that are trashy. You know, people, I really don't like using the word trash or trashy for people, because I think people are not trash. People are human spirits, and for me, everybody are lovely sprouts or sprouts of love, okay? However, even this man has the capacity to love and was trying to be generous. Actually, was being generous, like sharing his things and giving away things. The reason is... the things he was giving away were not really much of, you know, were like no effort, effortless little gifts, okay? Because when someone collects junk, it's like if you go to, when you go to a garage sale and they want to get rid of junk and they just give you things away. They just say, hey, you can take this, you can take this, you can take this, right? They give you their leftovers. Kind of that's how I felt this guy. So I was tolerating a lot of his bad side or dark side, because we all have flaws. We are all imperfect and we are in a path of perfection. However, you need to be humble enough to accept the parts of your personality that you need to work on. And that's why I'm doing this Motivation for Life, and I'm doing this podcast, because I know if you're listening to me now, you can think about what is your dark side and what are the things that you need to work on your dark side, because you're going to be rejected for that dark side, and you're probably going to miss your lifetime opportunity of being in a relationship with a wonderful person. And maybe that person can give you joy and happiness every day of your life. That was my intention. My intention was to love somebody, love the man, and forgive the man for his flaws. And every day, just try to make the best day and smile and have a great time together. However, his dark side was against my family, was totally unacceptable. This totally crossed the line in between decency and respect. And I think what was he thinking on his mind to disrespect me and my family members that much? What it means, a person who doesn't value himself, he's not going to value others. A man who does not appreciate himself, he's not going to appreciate others. When a man says he is crap, he is going to treat others like crap. When a man feels he is trashy, he is going to treat others like trashy. And that's what I could learn and observe. And now I'm like, I was feeling terrible because I said, damn, one more time, I chose wrong. You know, I decided to invest my time, no more than 90 days, thank goodness, in a man who turned out to be, to have a dark side that I cannot tolerate. And I feel sad because things were going good and I think things were going beautiful, but I just cannot deal. It's like when you're gonna buy a sack of apples, okay? These apples that they sell at the stores, they have this sack of apples. So you're gonna buy, there's two sacks of apples. One sack of apple has one rotten apple at the very top. The other sack of apples, you check it out and it has no rotten apple inside. Which one are you gonna get? The one with the rotten apple or the one with no rotten apple? Of course, you're gonna get the one with no rotten apples because the sack with the rotten apple is just, you say, well, it's rotten. You know, I'm gonna have to throw it away and it's already going to get the other apples rotten. So you cannot fix, really, it is not your job to fix a man who has a really bad, bad, dark side. Unless he would realize it, he would apologize, and the apology should be along with a punishment, I believe. Why do I believe in punishment? Because when it should have a punishment and a reward. Because when someone hurts your feelings like that, I think that person owes you something. Because I felt very aggravated and I was appalled. And I think I didn't deserve, I did nothing to deserve that treatment. And it was just terrible. So, and long story short, I didn't do any drama. After the man finished his joke, we were quiet. Me and my family members were quiet. And then I very politely, I said, we have to go. Thank you very much. And then we left. And then later on, all the way home when I was driving, I was thinking, I was trying to put things together in my head and I was replaying his words. And I'm going to tell you exactly what he said, but just imagine something very like disrespectful. What could be the most disrespectful thing a boyfriend can tell in front of your family members? And it was I was very ashamed. And I was sad and I was shocked. So when I got to my house, I kept on thinking and I was very sad because it's like, well, all these other apples were good. And because of that one apple, I'm gonna have to throw away the whole sack. Yes. Unfortunately, yes. And it's a shame. I mean, it's a shame because it was a nice relationship. We shared very nice moments together. And but now I can tell you the future now. Having I continue with the relationship, I can predict that I would have suffered emotional abuse. I would have experienced psychological abuse. I would have experienced having to live with a narcissist, which is not good. It's not happy. I already lived that years ago. So now I can identify myself out of the situation. I can be liberated out of a situation with a narcissist. But this is my advice for young ladies, to do not stay with a narcissist. Don't stay with a man when you know his dark side. He's not going to change. He's not going to change. Men, either if they're 18, 24, 35, at any age, men don't change. They don't change for you. They would only change for fear or if they're losing more than what they have, or if they have a fear of God. In this case, this man does not have a fear of God because he thinks he's like God. And also he thinks his life is so worthless that he's already thinking that he has very few more years to live. He can feel that his life is going to be short because obviously he's not taking care of his health. And he's already giving up on he's giving up on love. He's giving up on the idea that someone would love him the way he is. I love him the way he is. I just cannot be in a relationship with a man who is so trashy. I mean, he put up a show. Because that's what narcissists do. That's what men. He put up a show trying to show some bling. And he was like making me believe how nice of a person he is. And he has a very shiny, blingy side. I would totally introduce him to my parents. And I would totally have a serious relationship with him. However, he doesn't value himself that much. He couldn't believe a beautiful lady could be happy with him, and so he has to hurt the people he loves. It's like the song You're So Vain. You even think this song is about you. And I remember I like to sing that song. It's like the song said, you got rid of all the things you love, and one of those things was me. So, and it says, I saw clouds in my coffee. So, yeah, like clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee. You're so vain. You even think this song is about you. You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. Something like that. And then, so he is so vain, and honestly, I cannot be with a vain man. Now, if he apologized, now of course he can't, because I block him. I told him, get away from my life. I'm not your girlfriend anymore. I'm done with you. And I told him, you have no boundaries and you have an alcohol problem. And the alcohol problem, that's the dark side. Because men who are alcoholic, maybe they don't drink alcohol every day, but they do it very often. And when they already have a resistance to alcohol, they are alcoholic and they think they're not, but they are. So that is a problem. That is a problem because he's not going to realize he did bad, and he's not going to realize how much he hurt you, because when men have a dark side, they have no empathy with the loved ones. They don't have an empathy. They think they're okay. They think everybody else is wrong and they are right. So I just want you to follow my advice, listen to my example of what happened to me, because I don't want this to happen to you, my lovely sprouts, okay? I'm talking to all of you who are listening to me. You are lovely sprouts, you are beautiful, and you don't deserve to have to deal with the dark side of a person that is choosing to not be better, that is choosing to reject the people he loves. It's like he has to fix his problem on his own. I offer my help, and then he didn't want to. So let's pray that God blesses him and that the Holy Spirit would rescue him and would send him a sign from heaven saying, hey, you gotta work on yourself and you gotta apologize to this lady. Like, he did apologize on a text message. However, to me, it was not enough to just apologize on a text message. And I don't do drama. I just go away. So I want to suggest to all the ladies that are listening to me, don't ever make a drama with men, because men are aggressive. Just play it nice and simple and disappear when you can. And this was my advice. If you need more advices, I can give you all the advice you need if you email me to Kennedy Susu with Z as in zebra, KennedySusu@gmail.com. You can also email me to lifecoachservices@gmail.com, or you can send messages here on Anchor. I'm also on Spotify podcast. You can also find me on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and I also am in Instagram, like Susu Kennedy, and on Twitter, at Susu Lowline Kennedy, and also Instagram is the best. If you want to send me a message, you can find me on Instagram, like Susu Kennedy and Instagram. And this is Motivation for Life. And thank you, my lovely sprouts. I wish you the best, and watch out and be careful. Stay safe. Bye.